But as I mentioned, other things I want to talk about this hour. I want to talk some MLB, and I want to talk some NFL right now. And to that point, we are joined right now by a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. He's played 13 years in the NFL. He was the 35th pick overall in 2011 out of TCU by the Bengals. He has also started for the Cowboys, the Bears, the Saints. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. He led Cincinnati to four straight playoff appearances from 2011 to 2015. He appears today courtesy of the NFL's broadcast boot camp. I'm talking about Andy Dalton. Andy, it's great to have you on the show. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So I want to talk to you about the broadcast boot camp, of course, but let me talk for a minute about the journey you've had. You've had a long and accomplished career in the NFL. I'm curious, how are you approaching your role with the Panthers in helping Bryce Young develop while at the same time staying ready to play when called upon?
Yeah, you know, that's the position I'm in right now. You know, I've got a ton of experience. I've played for, had 12 years of starting experience, and so for me, I'm just trying to bring that experience to Bryce, help him out in any way that I can, tell him how I see things when we get into these meetings, and help him on the field, all the stuff that goes into it. So last year, obviously, was a big growing year for him. He learned a lot. He had to handle a lot of adversity. But, you know, it's been a fun room to be in. It's been great to be a part of it with Bryce. He's built the right way. He's got a great head on his shoulders, and I think this year is going to be big for him.
Andy Dalton joining us. In fact, you hit on two things that I was going to ask you about. You mentioned that you started for 12 years. I'm curious, you don't play as long as you have in the NFL. You don't start 12 years unless you have a great belief in yourself. So how did you go about processing, when you've always been that guy and the guy, how did you go about processing being number two on the depth chart? And then what was the adjustment like for you to make in terms of mindset to make that work?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, it was definitely hard at times this past year, you know, knowing that, especially with, just seeing other guys across the league, they were getting opportunities to play, and for me having to sit back and watch, it was definitely tough. But I think at the end of the day, you know, you want to be where you are and make the most of the opportunity that you have in front of you. And for me, it wasn't playing last year, but it was being the right type of teammate, the guy that, guys could go to whenever they needed something to voice my opinion on things and to, have an impact that was more off the field than it was on the field. And so I think it's just kind of where you're at, you know, obviously as a competitor, and I would have loved to been the one that was going to get to be out there and playing on Sundays, but, you know, that wasn't the case. But you know, I definitely still view myself as, I don't think there's 32 that are better than me. And, I feel like I've having that mindset. I mean, you don't play this long if you don't have that mindset.
I can appreciate that response. Andy Dalton's joining us. In terms of playing this long, you were among the 12 quarterbacks that were selected in the 2011 draft. That's a group which includes Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick, Blaine Gabbert. So what's it represent to you to have the kind of longevity you've had in this league, a league that is filled with so much turnover?
Yeah, you know, I've been blessed. I've been able to play this game for a long time. And another guy you didn't mention was Tyrod Taylor, who's still going.
Yep.
And so, it's one of those things that every time I see Tyrod end, I've seen Blaine in the last couple of years too. It's like, man, we're still going. And so I'm just thankful that, I've been able to play this game for a long time.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. I've always thought that Tyrod Taylor was a much better player than he got credit for. And by the way, he's still out there, so clearly he has great value. Going back to Bryce Young for a minute, any rookie quarterback is going to face a learning curve, even steeper for Bryce in the midst of a two-win season. You touched on it, but overall, how do you think that he handled the challenges that he faced in year one in the NFL?
Yeah, I thought he handled it well. He's never in his life had a season like that and had to handle the adversity that he had to deal with. It was a tough year, and then you throw in, losing your head coach after 11 games and changes on offense and all the things that went into it. It was tough. And so I think for him, I thought he handled it well, and I kept telling him, just like, stay the course. You know, this thing is going to get better. It's going to improve. And now I think what we have done this offseason, bringing in some guys, bringing in a couple guards on the offensive line, you know, different things, trading for Deontay Johnson. I think it's getting built the right way where, it's going to set him up to have a better year.
We're talking to Andy Dalton. He's appearing courtesy of the NFL's broadcast boot camp, which we'll get to in 1 minute. Andy, I wanted to ask you about the 2020 season when you were in Dallas. I'm curious, when you look back on that year, what was it like to share a quarterback room with Dak Prescott as he dealt with injuries, and what was it like to play for Jerry Jones?
You know, I really enjoyed getting to play, have that year with the Cowboys and to be in the room with Dak. You know, I learned a lot from Dak. I got to see him, see how he works, see how he operates, and see how he was around that building and for that team. And so it was cool to be there, to see him, to see his type of leadership and everything that goes into it. It gave me an appreciation for Dak that I didn't have before I got there. And so, I really enjoyed my year with the Cowboys. And same with Jerry. I mean, obviously, it was a little bit of a different year with COVID and everything. He wasn't around as much as I'm sure he is normally. But, I had a great experience playing for the Cowboys.
So, Andy, one last thought before we move on to what you're here to talk about. I'm really curious about your move with the Bears because you were there in 2021, and they used the first-round pick, of course, on Justin Fields that season. I'm curious, what was your relationship like with him? And then how much do you think he'll benefit from a change of scenery now that he's ended up with the Steelers?
Yeah, you know, I've been a fan of Justin. Obviously, it was a different situation going into it. You know, for me being the starter to start that thing, then when I got hurt, he took over. And, obviously, again, another guy that had some growing pains in his first year. But, you know, I thought for him, he kind of really came into his own the last couple years. You know, Justin's got a ton of talent and all the stuff that he can do. He's going to have explosive plays and everything. It was a tough situation for him because it didn't really matter how good he played this past year. They were still going to have the first pick, and he couldn't play himself out of that. And so, and then for him to have to handle the talk all, you know, towards the end of the season and off season of, okay, are they going to hold on to him? Are they going to move on? Are they going to draft? Potentially Caleb Williams with the first pick. You know, I think all the stuff that he's had to deal with the last couple of years, I mean, I think for him a change of scenery is going to be nice. Obviously, it's going to be, a different situation in Pittsburgh with Russell being the guy to start off. But I know he'll be ready. I know he's excited for the new opportunity.
All right, so Andy Dalton joining us. So as somebody who stood and answered questions and was a starter in the NFL for 12 years, you know what it's like to deal with the media. And then this is not the only media exposure you're involved with today. You're going to take part in the NFL's broadcast boot camp, which started today at NFL Media Studios in Inglewood here in SoCal. It's going to run through Thursday. I'm curious, why were you interested in participating in this program, given the experience you have already, and what is on the agenda this week? What goes on?
Well, I think it's a different way of seeing the media. You see it from one side where you're usually the one getting interviewed. But there's also a ton of different media outlets from, the in-studio stuff to calling a game to interviewing to broadcasting to podcasts, all the different stuff that goes into it. And so we come to this thing to get the knowledge and get to hear from people that have been doing this for a long time to get to see the different side of the business of it all and have a chance to learn and grow and from people that have done this at a high level. So, that's one thing that, it's going to be fun to be here, fun to see all the ins and outs that go into this, the whole media side of the NFL and broadcasting and everything.
So I'm curious, how much thought have you given to it? For instance, would you rather be a studio person? Would you rather call games? Would you rather have a podcast? Would you rather be somebody who can do a little bit of everything? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's another reason why you come here, because you're going to get opportunities to be exposed to all the different things ways of doing the media, and you might find things that you like more than others, and you might, realize that, hey, you like something that you didn't thought you would like coming in. So for me, I'm just kind of open it all. I'm here to just kind of soak it all in and gain as much knowledge as I can.
Have you done it before, or is this the first time?
This is the first time. So it's going to be a great experience for me.
All right, good. Glad to hear it. Andy Dalton joining us. And again, he's appearing courtesy of the NFL's broadcast boot camp. Andy, great to have you on the show. Have fun with that. And really nice to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Andy Dalton joining us.